Our next guest is from just down the road a piece in Avon Park, Florida. Please welcome 18-year-old pianist Michelle Kahn.
Hi.
Michelle, I'm very excited about this piece you're going to play. Tell everybody what it's going to be.
I'm going to be playing the Sonata for Piano No. 1 by Alberto Ginastera.
Michelle Kahn, our 18-year-old pianist from Avon Park, Florida, playing Ginastera. Wow, that was fantastic.
Thank you.
That was great. Love it. You and I have met before, too.
Yes.
Do you remember?
I'm not sure. I had to think about
that. I'm glad it was a memory. You were in a master class that I taught, and you played a wonderful Little Joyeuse of Debussy. I'm glad it was so memorable. And I had such pearls of wisdom for you.
It was great, actually. I do remember, now that he mentions it, I do remember something about the master class. After the master class, I came up to him because that night he was going to be performing with Carter Bray, a cellist, and they were going to be playing Beethoven's G minor cello and piano sonata. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned to him, because at the time I was actually working on that piece, so I knew it pretty well, and so I mentioned it to him that I was going to come to his concert and hear him. And then he replied a little bit nervous. He was intimidated. Yeah, he was like, great, she knows the piece really well. And I assured him, you know, that it was, of course, I wasn't going to pay that much attention. I was going to enjoy it. What he didn't know was I brought a score.
Busted. Now, listen, it hasn't always been the piano for you, though. Weren't you once known as Tuba Girl?
Yeah. To explain where that came from, my dad's a music director of a small Christian school in Florida. So as it is, since there's so little kids that can be in the ensembles, all his children end up being in every ensemble possible. So I did play many instruments because of that. And towards my last 2 years of high school, the tuba player was leaving. And he didn't have anyone else coming up to play it, but you have to have a tuba. So at first he just asked me if I would like to learn it. And, you know, as a question, I was like, no, there's no way. And then he was like, you know, I shouldn't have asked you because you don't really have a choice. You have to learn it. So coincidentally, I did, and I played it for 2 years in the band. And my friends, you know, they would just make fun of me, tuba girl, this and that, yeah, you know, because yeah. they knew I wasn't that comfortable. But I got pretty good at it. I actually got offered a scholarship on
yeah,
it at some
stage. Exactly.
I was like, I'm a pianist in my heart.
And, you know, not only have you played almost every instrument in your dad's high school ensembles, you had to work hard at them. And I understand your mom could be pretty tough about practicing. I mean, it's not just picking up these instruments and just, you know, getting along, you know, putting in the time, putting in the hours.
Yes, my mom was always she pushed us a lot. We had to practice every day for a certain amount of time. There's three of my sisters that did music, and so we all had to go through this. And I'll have to admit, when I was younger, especially, I wasn't very fond of that. I mean, I wouldn't come home from school saying, yes, I'm going to go practice now, you know, for the rest of the... I would try everything to keep from doing that. On the contrary, I was playing a recording in the practice room. We had a separate room. I guess I was just listening to it, and my mom heard it, and anyhow, she came and said, oh, you were doing some good practicing in there, and I was thinking, it's barely playing, you know, it was a recording. And so then this bright idea came to my mind, and I thought, well, why don't I just, you know, record myself practicing sometime, and then I could just go on the computer and IM or email and then just play the tape, so she would think I was practicing. And
as you can imagine, you know, we love the idea. We kind of ran with it.
From the Top, in association with the Sony Music Group, presents a new line of recordings created to meet the very special needs of teenage musicians. Fake Out Your Parents is an ingenious new series of CDs designed to take the hassle out of daily practicing. Each box set contains over 80 hours of laborious-sounding practicing, organized by skill level and basic repertory. For example, this great-sounding track is from our piano edition, CD 17, Alberto Ginastera's Piano Sonata No. 1, practiced at the advanced level. Sounds exhausting, doesn't it? Well, it should. We've worked with teenage experts to choose only the most excruciatingly difficult passages to play over and over again on these lifelike digital recordings. Put on one of our CDs, crank up the volume, and you can IM your friends for hours while your parents think you're slaving away. Someday, there'll be a Fake Out Your Parents for every instrument of the orchestra. And why not? Our first release in the series, Snare Drum, is already a cult classic. That's Fake Out Your Parents. Warning. Neither From the Top nor Sony Music Group is responsible for your actually making any progress on your instrument. Not available in stores.
But you do work hard. I mean, it's true.
Yes.
I mean, you play a few times, and you do play at a very advanced level, and it's not all by sneaking around and not practicing. But like Ashley, our previous guest, a really good teacher, changed your attitude about playing. In what way?
Yes. I've actually had two different significant teachers in my life. My first teacher, she gave me a really great foundation. She really taught me how to listen and what to do to come up with the sound that I wanted. But I was more immature at that age, and I never, like, it helped me, but I didn't appreciate it at just the personal level. It didn't really hit me at that age. When I turned 14, my second teacher, Jock Linder, he just gave me room to really grow and explore. And then he just taught me to love music, you know, because I wanted to do it, you know. And at that point, it hit me. I mean, all the skills that I had previously gotten from my first teacher, they all came into play. It was great. But at that point, I really started using them to come up with the sound and just, you know, something that I liked, something I really personally Yeah, contrived. Really
personalizing the concept. I mean, what was the thing he told you to remember?
He actually told me, remember, it's you playing. That was, you know, some of his words to me. That it's just, it's not someone else. I mean,
and it's
a
not
lot
just,
of these pieces.
Just anonymous recreation of these pieces.
No,
it's you.
Something, exactly. And a lot of, there are many different musicians can play just the same piece. And what makes it amazing is when there's something different about it. Each performer comes up with something that, you know, they personalized it. And that's what I, that's what I'm trying to achieve, you know, just coming up with my own style.
Well, you're achieving on a very, very high level. We should mention that you're now studying at the Cleveland Institute of Music. And so you must have learned to love music and to love practicing. But more than that, you know, it is you playing. I mean, you really inhabit what you play, and it really comes across. And we are privileged to have heard you.
Thank you.
Thanks for being with us, Michelle. Sure. Michelle Penn, 18-year-old pianist from Avon Park, Florida.